like a universe with an ocean. That's what you are. There are a lot of knowledge and know-hows in you, and there are a lot of attitude and stuff in you. This is what you are. Do not oversimplify yourself for yourself, because that's what you do, don't you? When you want to find some adjective to explain yourself, one will do lovely. And that's it, right? I'm lovely. Please, you are more than lovely. You have some dark corners. You have to understand the different layers of you, because we are made out of layers. Each experience and deed will bring in a new layer, which is different from what it was. Do you remember that silly stuff I always bring in and you ignore it? That you are not you. You are building you. Every single moment, with every breath, you are building another person. And that one will build another one. And another one. Who are you? You are this river. All these transformations. Haven't you noticed you're transformed? Of course, that kiddish stuff and silly stuff is still there. But there are other layers to it. So pay attention to these different layers. And when I'm talking about awakening and sleeping and dreaming, all of this again turn to be nonsense. So I have to say, do not even breathe. Do not breathe. Stop it, because this is that field that we cannot jump in. This is the field that word can never explain. That's why I repeatedly, I would say, okay, keep quiet. Don't even breathe. Don't think. Don't talk. Because in that state of mind, the sun will talk to you. The light will come to you. And all that. When you are relaxed and you're waiting for it, it could come. When you're fighting with yourself, the chances of that coming is really scarce. You have to control all these differences in you. I started with Moses and Pharaoh, but it's not two. Do you remember how many people I brought in? Who are you? Do you want me to start? The first king is you, right? Handmaiden is you. Goldsmith is in you. Parrot, should I go on? I repeated it. Whatever here we say, it's about you. And you, yes, you are this complicated because you have different layers. You have to pay attention to all of this with another kind of attitude, which is keeping quiet. Means what? It was good. I learned a lot from it. Thank you very much. But this six-year-old boy doesn't buy the nonsense. Remember, he said, what does that mean? What's that all about? Where did that come from? First of all, I could give him a big lecture about these. Oh, listen. I said, oh, book started with this. He didn't start his book with the name of God. He said, listen. Then he explained, listening is difficult. Then, again and again and again, here, he goes back to the subject, why? Let's be a little bit realistic. Where are we? We are at the story of Moses and Pharaoh. When Pharaoh is hanging on to voodoo stuff and knowledge to fight Moses, right? and we are explaining what real knowledge is. We are explaining this sorcery, what it is, all of it, right? Said, okay, there are two kinds of this. One belongs to Moses, one belongs to Pharaoh. There are two different stuff, okay? Both are in you. Both the tendency is in you. But what is the problem really here? The problem is this. Imagine if I sit down quiet. What will happen? You're waiting. So I have to talk, right? You know what is the problem? You don't let me talk. Because you're talking. Remember? You named it what? Thinking. You say, I'm thinking. It's like the dream. In the dream, the policeman was not talking to you. You were talking to yourself. Right? Right now, you're not thinking. You're talking to yourself. That talking goes on, right? Who will have the benefit of that talking? Pharaoh. You know why? Because he could hire so many people to talk. Because he has so many different subjects to talk. The weak point in the humanity is very, very simple. Honestly, very simple. Is talking too much. All the fights in different schools from the beginning up to here is over what? Talking. Defending something. When we talk, we defend or we bring in an opinion. When you're bringing an opinion, I bring in another one. Okay, let's the challenge. Challenge is started. When does it finish? Never. So what's the use of that? Do something for this book. This text I'm writing down is not writable. So I'm trying my best by bringing in the stories, the examples, this and that and that. Your part? You should listen to all of this, not to argue with all of it in your brain, to try to analyze it as philosophy and the thing. I'm talking about light. And excuse me, Rumi didn't know this. I'm glad I could do this to you. What is light? Any of you?
Absence of darkness.
There is no such a stuff. Scientifically, we do not know, period. We don't know what the light is. First of all, light does something that, you know, no one could do. Right? He goes past the speed limit. And you know what? Amazingly, he's going with the real speed limit, knocks the wall, will turn around with the same speed. Oh, we don't know why. We don't know what it is. This is the basic, but we could talk about it a lot. We have the experience of this light. When it rises from within, it's like, do you remember when you were talking with these masters, how did the idea came to you? One of the best I ever heard is a guy who is disappointed in what he's writing, and he's having a trip to somewhere else to have a vacation for 2 weeks or something in a gas station. Suddenly he would say, let's turn around. I say, what? He said, I know what my book is. I want to write it down. They will fight him. He will come back and he will go downstairs. In 2 weeks, he comes up with a masterpiece. He says that in that gas station for a couple of seconds, suddenly I knew all the book means in that moment I could have dictated it to someone, the first chapter, non-stop. And this is Gabriel Garcia Marquez. He doesn't need to pretend something. It comes like that. That's the light. That's the light that came to Rumi. Suddenly changed his life entirely. Anybody remembers the mistake Rumi did? Oh, suddenly for you, Rumi is a holy person with no weakness. He was so silly, he argued with Shams. And Shams told him, get out of here, you silly fellow. Yes. Philosophically, he answered the question. He didn't understand that that question was not a question. It was a trap. And he fell in it. With what? Scientific big mouth that argues with everything. Because that question, think about it. There is no answer for that question. It's made like that. You're silly to try to explain it. That's the science here. He wants to explain that all to you, that you should listen differently here. Because the subject now, here, I'm talking about scientific attitude of Pharaoh. Okay? So it's a very delicate one, because your scientific part will defend the Pharaoh. So try to understand all of this, and do not forget, it's all in you. You are the gift you want to be tonight, right?
Okay.
Read it.
What line do you expect?
1305.
Do not speak so that the Spirit may speak for thee. In the ark of Noah, leave off swimming. Like Canaan, who was swimming and saying, I do not want the ark of Noah, my enemy. Noah said, hey, come and sit in thy father's ark, that thou mayst not be drowned in the flood, O despicable one. He answered, nay, I have learned to swim. I have lighted a candle other than thy candle.
You see, this is a very strange way. We are not talking about a philosopher or a master. This is that silly boy of Noah, right? And he's saying what? He's saying what? He's talking about candle. Why? First of all, nobody will remember a candle when it is raining like a cat and dog. But here, Rumi wants to remind you that candle, light, the different kind of light. Because the illusion of light is in all of us. This silly fellow thinks that he had lit another candle to the candle of Noah. What is that? Nothing, just me. Just being me, right?
Beware. Do it not, for these waves are the flood of tribulation. Today, hand and foot and swimming are not.
Again, there is a point over there just to know. It's not that important, but here he talks about the hand and the foot and swimming. Last time I told you, swimming in Persian language is getting to know each other. That encounter is swimming in a way. Then hand and the foot in Persian language means trying your best, trying whatever you could do. So here we say whatever you could do and your know-how and knowing this and that will not help. Yes?
'Tis the wind of vengeance and the woe that extinguishes the candle. No candle but God's is enduring.
That's the difference. Okay, this is the moment, yes, you think you have a candle? Everybody thinks. All the children, when they're revolting, they think that,